the Steelers have absolutely told the Jets that Aaron Rodgers is coming here. I honestly believe this is the strongest indication that it's going to happen. Because look, I mean, Steelers, Jets, it is Fields against his former team. And it's still a pretty glitzy matchup. The Jets always suck, but they are in New York. And the Steelers are also a heritage franchise. So not really two teams that have Super Bowl aspirations, but still juicy matchup because it's a new coach and quarterback in New York. And the Steelers always drive ratings. So in that way, I get it. But this turns into possibly, I haven't looked at the other week one games yet, but it could be the game of the week to start the NFL season. Because if Aaron Rodgers does eventually come here, we've already heard Aaron Rodgers destroy the Jets in that Pat McAfee interview. Aaron Glenn, the GM there, making him fly out there for a 2-second conversation. He was so pissed off, Mulsey, he canceled his golf engagement with Devontae Adams the next day. I don't know if you heard about that.
Didn't.
Yeah. Playing like whistling straights or something like that, or something stick.
Crooked stick?
Crooked stick, yeah.
That's in Indy, though. Was it out in Indy or was it in Wisconsin?
Oh, I don't know.
Whistling Straits is in Wisconsin. Crooked Stick, where Daly won the PGA, since the PGA Championship's tomorrow, is in
Indiana. I'm making up the golf course, but either way.
No. I mean, you did well. You named two actual real courses just in different places. It would be the kind of game, we said this yesterday, if you want an Aaron Rodgers, all the marquee grudge match games, you get him out of the way if he's on the Steelers as soon as humanly possible in the season. You do not if you're the NFL schedule maker, you do not hold on to your bullets here because you don't know if the player will last the whole
season.
And
just like a big boxing match, you love boxing.
I do, and I love boxing analogies.
You love the pugilistic.
Terrence Crawford's going to take Canelo's head off.
Science, you like all those things.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
You love boxing. And one of the things that separates boxing and sets it apart from the other sports is the way that it gets sold and packaged, because you find out the date of a boxing match, and then the boxers and promoters do everything they can in terms of how they talk about each other to drum up and build up interest in the match, in the fight.
They say horrible things about each other and then hug and completely admit right after the match is over, the fight's over.
And they stage weigh-in fights, Donnie. Have you seen that before?
Oh, yeah.
Where they
stare downs,
B-slap each other in the face and they start pushing each other to try to get people interested in it.
And then they immediately say, we were just trying to promote a fight after it's all done.
This is the NFL equivalent of that. It'll be September 7th or something like that, right? Is that the first Sunday of the NFL season? Yes. And so we'll talk for months about the Steelers getting ready to play the Jets. And that means months of Aaron Rodgers being asked about his former team and his former team getting asked about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, it's going to be constant.
And
constant
that's exactly
drumbeat.
What the NFL wants.
Correct.
That kind of drama. That kind of soap opera feel to it. So,
the NFL wants one of two things in a big marquee matchup, or one of two things can make a marquee matchup. It's either two great teams that almost always then have compelling characters on them. You don't have like an anonymously great team,
yep,
where everybody's just a whatever player. So that's one. Or you have two teams that aren't that great, but still have marquee names that move the needle. Steelers, Jets is the latter. And it's Rodgers doing the needle moving.
So we'll have schedule info all day.
It's a holiday for Donnie.
It's a holiday for me, too. I think it's a holiday for tons of listeners.
It's a day I really enjoy.
Who have known the teams the Steelers are going to play, but the order in which they're playing them is still somewhat a mystery right now.
It's a day for the Aussies, the nerding on NFLs, the BKBZs.
There is an NFL nerd on Twitter who has already cited Donnie today and given him props for things that we'll get into later. But Pop called this on the sports call last night. I hate when he does this stuff. Bob pretends like he doesn't have information, but he does.
Oh, he sandbags you.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so
that's no good.
So he sets up the question, who do you think is going to be the Steelers' first opponent? Knowing full well that he has the answer.
I'll probably tell you at 7:47 p.m. What is a 7:47, Andrew?
So he says last night, the Steelers are going to play the Jets in New York week one. And I immediately called him out for it. Like, you know that this is happening, but you won't say it because you don't want to get in trouble. This is not a guess on your part. You know it to be fact. And sure enough, driving in today, when we get that scoop.
I did a lot of the schedule leaking last year. I think, were you off or something?
I was in California.
Okay, so you were off, but Donnie and I had a field day. Did we go almost perfect, Donnie? Did we have anything wrong? Because we got a really quality like source that was leaking us things left and right. I think we maybe got one game or time wrong, but I think we had it just about nailed. Like, when these things leak out, they're usually pretty credible.
Yeah, I don't worry too much about the times right off the bat. I mean, if it's at least the team in the same week.
I think we had a good... I know we had a great source last year, and I felt like we had a good hit rate on our games.
Well, last year, I was at Disneyland for the first time with Stella and my wife, and I started getting multiple texts from people that the Steelers were going to play the Chiefs on Christmas. And so we're in line for things like the teacups...
Didn't you fire that off to me and Donnie and say, hey, you can, you know, I'm going to tweet this, roll with it, it's good?
Yes. And my wife is like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm working right now. And she said, you're on vacation with your daughter at Disneyland for the first time. And I said, you're right. Yes. But, thank you for calling me out on this. But I do think this is an exception where can you just give me 10 minutes to do this? And then you'll have me for the rest of the day on these rides. And it is still in line for the Dumbo ride there. That is the first time Stella said a word, and it was she said mama to Amanda a year ago. So you want to talk about a waterworks emotional situation. Like, you couldn't have scripted a time and a place for her to say that better than when we were there. So that's what I think about with the schedule release last
year. What if
her
first word had been schedule? Aussie.
Oh, she was getting into it, not to get totally sidetracked, Jets. But we were watching the 1978 PGA Championship this morning.
Do you miss persimmon? You miss these cores?
The woods?
Yeah, well, that's what they use. They're called persimmon, yeah.
Do you know what's, now we are getting sidetracked, do you know what's relevant about the 1978 PGA Championship? Come on, Malzy, you're the host of Going Low. It's you and Logan Mankins every Saturday.
Craig Mankins. Just steer me like one hint.
You don't need a hint, damn it. You're Chris Muller, golf aficionado. You went out and walked 18 holes today and said, do you guys know how amazing it feels to get 2,000 steps in before you even take a
15,000.
Dump? 15,000. It is an amazing feeling.
I took the dump.
On the course, like Pop does when he takes the toilet paper out with him?
No, I took the dump in the clubhouse like a dignified human being. It was the last time they played the PGA at Oakmont.
And you had to look that up because
I
saw
I
you use your
it.
Computer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I checked it.
Yes.
Well, that I like, by the way, that they don't play the PGA there anymore, that it's a U.S. Open-only venue, because to me, the U.S. Open's the prestigious championship.
Donnie, give me your thoughts on opening with the Jets. How do you feel about it? We've seen Steelers 49ers week one. That didn't go great. We saw Steelers at Falcons last year. They didn't score an offensive touchdown, but they won. And people freaked out because they started with two road games, but they were very winnable road games because Kirk Cousins was coming off the Achilles tear. And Denver had Bo Nix making his second career start. So how do we feel about Jets as a opener? I don't think the line is out for this game yet, but I'm sure by the time we're off the air, FanDuel have posted lines on some of these games, which I get excited about.
Why don't we all set our own line and guess how close? We'll just see who gets closest. It's Steelers at Jets, week one. We assume Rodgers and we know Fields. I would say it should be like, it's going to be small though. I think the Steelers would open as a favorite, but a very small one, like Steelers minus 2.5.
I was going to go Jets minus 1.5.
I was going to go Steelers minus 1.5.
Well, it looks like we're all pretty closely lumped together here, boys.
So you are the schedule freak. Your thoughts on this game as far as opening games go, what do you think of it?
I like it. I mean, it is very easy to have the stories come out for this one, assuming that Rodgers does sign. And it is smart by the league, and one of you guys brought this up. It's only smart by the league to set up a game like this, one of those revenge games early in the season, especially for a player of Aaron Rodgers' age, because you do know how quickly it could go south. That's why I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know anything on this. I wouldn't be very surprised if that Green Bay game is in the first. Like 6 to 8 weeks of the season.
The NFL's not stupid. They should front load the Steelers' schedule with every game that has major Aaron Rodgers like angles and import.